This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du willst beim Shoppen richtig Geld sparen? Dann lad dir jetzt die Idealo-App runter und finde aus tausenden von Shops den besten Preis für dein Wunschprodukt. Einfach und schnell.
Der Preis ist wow, oh, und immer low, oh. Idealo, low, oh, low, oh. Idealo, low, low.
Jetzt downloaden und sparen. Idealo, die Preisvergleichs-App.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, eargasm, Q-tips, and snooze button abuse. We'll talk about that in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
So Martin, I ain't never played one of these. He tried to paddle to San Diego, and a wave took him out to sea, and he washed up on the beach at Waikiki. He's the only illegal Mexican in Honolulu. He's only been here 20 minutes and found him a roofing job to do. Yeah, they don't know if they're gonna run him off or if they're gonna let him stay, but it's looking good 'cause they're already calling him Don Jose.
About as far as
nice jazz chords there. Wow.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
A woman receiving a routine earwax removal experienced a highly unexpected reaction, an orgasm triggered by the procedure.
Oh, yeah.
The woman wrote to a columnist by the name of Jessica Stoya at Slate, saying, I'm a straight woman in my early 30s and I've always struggled to orgasm. Recently, I was at the doctor and she flushed my ears with water. I was startled by how deeply good it felt and I unexpectedly orgasmed.
I don't believe this.
The woman said she was so embarrassed and confused by the experience, asking,
it didn't happen.
Is something wrong with my body? Well, Josh, Ms. Stoya responded that the ear is, quote, definitely an erogenous zone, as the vagus or vagus nerve, which
vagus.
Let's go with vagus in this case,
passes through the ear, has been known to be associated with orgasm. She does say, though, rather than risk injury, that the woman contact her doctor and discuss the situation in order to learn how to safely stimulate her ear.
I think it just felt real good.
Yeah, nice place to kiss back there and tickle, but yeah, not an orgasm.
How did the esthetician feel? She...
You think there are ladies out there who think they've had an orgasm but actually haven't had an orgasm?
Because they don't really know what it ever? Is. Did you just say all of them? Oh, boy.
I mean, this is making the leap that we care if they have orgasms.
So I Googled the word eargasm a second ago when you
yeah.
And I found this, and I have not read this before, so give me a break here. It says a doctor on TikTok. Okay, already warning. Physician on TikTok. He's offering an explanation as to the so-called eargasm.
All right.
Dr. Karan Raj, R-A-J. It's, I don't know if that's a man or a woman. K-A-R-A-N. Said, again, it's of the, is it pronounced vagus, vagus?
Vagus.
Vagus.
It is the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve extends into the ear.
It also makes you want to gamble.
Uh-huh. It can elicit a calming and euphoric effect similar to an orgasm. He says it's very likely the erectile tissues in your ears engorge, meaning that eargasms may be a response to swelling in the ear canal. The doctor, okay, now I'm done. The doctor describes them as, quote, unquote, ear boners.
Really?
Do you want to go see this guy or lady? I don't know.
That it seems to me you have an ear boner.
Yeah, I have a strap-on yes. Q-tip for you.
I'm going to give it to you in the ear.
It's pegging, but slightly smaller.
Oh, goodness.
Do you like to have your ears licked?
I don't. Yeah, I'm fine
ears,
with it.
Ears are cool, yeah.
I know some really? People can't stand it.
My dogs like it a lot.
What? You lick your dog's
ears? Oh, no, no, just, I mean, just petting them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I don't like my ears licked. Ugh.
Neck?
Neck's okay, but not my
nipple.
Well, of course, Pat. I'm not dead inside.
Now, not to be too personal, but is there ways you could achieve without being below?
Me? Or
yeah,
anyone?
Like,
this woman allegedly achieved with her ear.
There are ways, yes.
That's dangerous, though, because you can get hearing aids.
That wasn't bad at all, you know? I'm gonna
it's just nice to hear somebody else do an AIDS joke.
Yeah. It's time to laugh.
You guys always leave it up to me to do them.
It's time to laugh.
Josh and Tom,
thank you, America. Thank you very much. I've joined the club of really horrific, not very much. Is there an earmuff joke?
There is.
That I'm missing? How do we get to that? Earmuffs, one of the most uncomfortable forms of the earmuffs with that metal band.
They've come a long way. They don't have the metal band anymore.
Metal band.
Oh my God!
They don't make those anymore.
Yeah, there was
not in the 1960s.
Metal band. You'd put they look ridiculous.
Yeah, and they smack you in the head when you
put
them on.
The kind that go behind the head and
those are nice,
amazing.
Yeah.
No, the ones that they used to go, it was like wearing a pair of headphones.
Yeah, the old school.
And there was this metal band that when you'd remove it, it would rip your hair out. That's probably why I'm bald.
Oh, yes.
So, anyways, work on that earmuff setup.
When's the last time you had a pair of earmuffs on? It's probably been.
I'd rather have my ears freeze than wear earmuffs. They look so ridiculous.
Well, they put you off earmuffs. That's why you stopped wearing them, right?
Yeah, they look ridiculous. Wear a hat.
Oh, there are some cool new ones.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Are.
Mm-hmm.
There are cool earmuffs.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I think you would honestly like. They sit back on the occipitals, and then they come over on the ears, and they're just awesome. But I'm with you. I also wear a hat.
Looks like those guys that put their glasses on backwards when they're having lunch.
Mm-hmm.
That bugs me.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who does that.
I'd be afraid they'd fall off. I'd forget where they were. I'd be walking around looking for my glasses.
Out of all the things that bug you, what bugs you the most? Can you narrow it down to just one thing?
Wearing your hat backwards, that really bothers me.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. What about your
What if you're doing something? What if you're
droopy pants?
Well, yeah, if you're catching in a baseball game or you're involved in some kind of intimate encounter, it might be okay. Otherwise,
okay.
Looks ridiculous.
Right.
Leaves that ridiculous rainbow tan line.
Romantic encounter.
Wait a minute. Rainbow.
Don't you take your hat off? I kind of want my hair pulled while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, I at least want my hair grabbed.
That's getting harder and harder.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's what he yells.
He's got hair all over.
It's getting harder and harder.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have brought that up. Let's just get back to the news desk where we have the SILAC Insurance News Desk with Christy Lee. What's happening over there?
Scientists working in Antarctica have detected strange radio signals coming from deep within the ice, Josh.
Fascinating. This stuff is amazing.
You know what it sounds like? Hey, good morning. Welcome.
It's awful cold down here.
That's right. It's going to be cold again tonight.
We'll have the weather in the 10, so once again, it's going to be below zero down here. If we get us the hell out of here.
Get those booties on.
The pulses don't match any known natural or human-made sources, leaving researchers puzzled.
So it sounds like disco.
The discovery may shed light on unexplored geological processes or reveal new physics altogether, or aliens.
Yeah. Who's to say?
The new team is now analyzing more data to understand the signal's origin.
Wow.
Whoa.
I say be careful.
Yes.
Be careful.
There could be some huge monster down there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've seen that movie.
Really?
Huge monster? And you mistook it for a documentary?
No, I'm just saying that if there's some sound they're detecting for the first time emerging from the center of the earth.
Oh, sure. That's in the mountains of madness or the thing.
What he said was that might be a monster down there. I've seen that movie.
Are you guys familiar with this new fad of going to places like Antarctica and getting ice and then bringing it back for your party? It's like, oh yeah, we got this natural frozen ice.
Yeah.
That's, what?
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of a thing that's going on. And I was recently reading that scientists are like, please don't do that. That ice is filled with prehistoric bacteria that our bodies have no idea what to do with.
Yikes.
Wow.
You can get so sick.
Is that
really?
True?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, movies. That's amazing.
What?
That's in movies.
What, did they do
movies?
That?
Yeah.
There's even a commercial now where a guy goes and he gets this block of ice and it's like a beer or whiskey commercial. And he takes it back to his party so that he can serve it and he chips it up. But they're like, don't take part in this.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
It makes sense, though. I mean,
yeah,
it never warms up enough to kill any of that bacteria.
Yeah, we don't know. They
bacteria.
Don't know what.
That used to kill me was, this was not that long ago, people would get off airplanes coming back from Florida with big bags of oranges.
Sure.
Like, really? You know, they have those at the grocery store.
Well, but they're not fresh.
They're not
like
fresh,
that.
Fresh,
Florida,
yeah. Right?
I mean, they're maybe a couple days old. Really, you can't tell the difference.
Some of that stuff's fun. Go to Vidalia, get the onions there.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Go to California, get the dates and the figs. Yeah. No?
But you can't also just go to Trader Joe's.
Sure. Delicious. Love
Absolutely.
That place.
Me too.
Nicest employees on earth.
Yep. A new global sleep study confirms what many of us already know. Most people hit the snooze button despite experts warning against it.
I'm in the minority. I never do it.
You nope. never do.
No, I hate the snooze.
I never set an alarm. Well, I always set an alarm, but I never use it. Mm. I always am up before the alarm goes off.
Okay.
And then I met a guy who used to work with us. He has like 9 different alarms.
Yeah.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That
eight.
Guy
that's
right
the
there.
The guy on my right.
Oh, yeah.
How many alarms do you have, Oskay?
I have, I have.
Oh, my goodness.
355, 4, 405, 407, 410, 415.
I mean, how's that last hour even enjoyable?
Yeah,
for me?
Why do you even?
Well, these are all emergency in case I sleep through the initial alarm.
Oh,
okay.
It still doesn't make it right.
Those are backups.
Researchers analyzed
Wait, excuse me for one second. Is the initial alarm also on that phone?
Yeah. 355.
Oh.
Mm.
Mm. And do you have another alarm clock across the room or something?
No.
What time do you normally get up if it's set at 355?
355.
Okay, you usually do.
Actually, unfortunately, I wake up around 3:52 and I'm disappointed every morning that I could have gotten 3 more minutes.
Oh, I like it. I want to wake up before my alarm so I don't have to hear it.
I hate hearing it.
What is the sound of yours?
Each one is a different tone.
No kidding.
Well, I'm deaf in one ear, so like if I'm sleeping
we
good...
We said, is there anyone different?
If my good ear's down, chick, but I have to...
Yeah.
So, but my ex-wife was horrible with the alarm, like the snooze.
Yeah,
we'd be going to bed. I'm like, what time do you need to get up in the morning, hon? I'd be setting the alarm. She's like, 6:30. I'm like, what time do you want me to set the alarm for? She's like, 4:15.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
No,
that's
going to
be a lot of fun. Right before our divorce, I don't know if you guys know this, I went and got a snooze bar surgically installed in my chest just for her. That way, when we were making love, he'd start to go off too soon. She could just hit it. He'd reset. I'd give her another 9 minutes. What do you think about that?
That's just good planning.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Researchers in our story analyzed.
I'm sorry. So the gist of this story is what? That you're not supposed to hit the snooze
yes.
bar?
Yes. They analyzed over 3 million nights of sleep from 21,000 users and found that the snooze button was used on 55% of nights, with the average snooze lasting 11 minutes. Now, on the iPhone, the average snooze is 9 minutes, which I hate odd numbers.
Can you address that?
I don't know, but it drives me crazy.
Here's the dumbest thing that I'll do. Okay, if I'll get up, I mean, I'll hit the snooze button, then immediately I'm going to get up. Then I forget that I've hit the snooze button. I'm in the shower.
Yeah.
And I hear it go off. And, God, here we go.
I bet that's a nice and understanding
terror,
process.
You have terror come over you, right?
Yeah.
Because you know you're about to wake up half the house.
Yeah. So.
Nearly half of all participants hit snooze on more than 80% of mornings, averaging 20 minutes of additional dozing. The lead author, Rebecca Robbins, noted snoozing can disrupt vital stages of sleep and recommends setting a single alarm for the latest possible wake-up time and rising immediately.
I don't buy this.
I think that's what I do.
But sometimes that extra 10 minutes of sleep, I can have a full novel-length dream.
I agree.
Some great adventure.
Are you still, your contention is you can pick what you dream?
No, my contention, get up. No. My contention is I can get up and pee, go back to sleep, and pick up the dream.
I don't know about that.
I've done that before. I can't do it every time.
There's no way we can check.
There's a general theme to the dreams anyway.
Is it sex?
Oh, really?
Is it booty? Sex? It's sex, isn't it?
It might be.
Having sex with a woman?
Yeah.
I bet it is.
Sex?
What's that like, by the way?
I've named it the movie Diamond Cutters Are Forever.
Oh, right? Nice.
James Bond feel, a 0012.
I bet that's really... Don't you bet that's really something when it's angry, Judge?
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I bet it's red.
I bet it's really, really red.
It is not, but thank you.
Red.
Thank you for underscoring the two messages.
I turned my alarm off this morning, though, and fell back asleep.
That's
and
dangerous.
Then woke up like 10 minutes later.
That's why I have
still,
all those extras.
I usually don't do that. It freaked me out. But that's where the grandfather clock comes in, because it started making noise and it woke me up.
I just got a letter handed to me that says, "Hey, show, the Bob and Tom Show, I was just wondering if you have gotten to tell Josh the great joke involving the grandfather clock."
You haven't heard that yet.
No. There we go. Yeah. Tom has it.
You said we're going to do it every day.
You forgot.
I have a grandfather clock outside in the hallway, in the main entryway of the house, and it is close to our bedroom, but Tom hates grandfather.
I was just saying,
clocks.
I don't care for the grandfather.
Right, I remember one morning last week, we were talking about how you don't like them.
And when we got married, my husband had a grandmother clock, which we passed along to his son, and he didn't know there was such a thing
as a grandmother clock. I know in the world of equal rights, you get to have your own clock and your own orgasm, allegedly.
Yes. Thank you.
Dear Bob and Tom Show writes, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Who's now officially in the Letter Writing Hall of Fame here on the program. You were discussing the difference between a grandfather and a grandmother clock. I believe the grandmother clock is like the grandfather clock, just without the dong.
I like it.
There's a lot going on there. That is the economy of words in that joke. And really well done.
Do you have a clock by your bed that you can see the minute you wake up? Because I don't.
I found one that has, it emits almost no light. It just looks like a little piece of wood.
Yeah.
And I used to have what I loved. I had that thing that projected onto the ceiling.
I have that, yeah.
What if it's a little piece of wood with just sticky numbers on it? And he thinks it's a clock.
And it always says the same time.
It's always the same time. You know, it's really weird. I get up every morning at 3:32. It's unbelievable.
It's a sundial. No, it's very subtle, and it's got three settings. I've got it on the lowest, so it doesn't emit a lot of light.
Yeah, I've tried that. It's still too much, but...
I had the bat signal thing. I love that.
Did it come on when the alarm went off, or was it on all the time?
No, it stays on the whole night.
All the time.
It stays on the whole time?
Yeah, that's what
time?
I do. I check it. Women don't like it, but I like
it.
I
could just look up, and there it was. And
oh, my gosh.
My dad loved that, too. I got him one. He asked for it for Christmas one year.
Yeah.
It's great.
If you want it, I can find out where it is.
Yeah. I probably have one in storage, too.
No, that's okay. I don't want it. I just wondered if there was a clock.
I'll show you the one I have. It looks like a triangular piece of wood, and it's got a nice digital clock on it.
Okay.
Every time I have to reset, I have to
light
go online.
The room up?
Not that much. It's red, and it's kind of dark.
I'm convinced that having to set an alarm and having alarms wake you up takes years off your life. I think we were meant to wake up naturally.
And our circadian rhythms.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's... I, I, I,
I haven't felt right since I started this job.
Well, serious. And we can we've noticed that. You
like are. I really am not. I know it. I know it's screwing up my
now,
life.
Before, when did you wake up and when did you go to bed?
I would wake up between 9 and 10.
Okay. But you went to bed late because you were working clubs.
Right, right. So you find yourself bitter and disillusioned after working?
I know. It's just always kind of tired.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm living a healthier life than I was before I started this job.
Yeah. You're always tired.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the conversion to heterosexuality.
That, I've considered that.
Jesus.
Because I am expending less of my life fluid.
You're
right. I understand.
Josh and I are having a moment. I'm sorry, I couldn't get that out with a straight face.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.